August 17, the precious attribute of meekness. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5. Meekness is a precious Christian attribute. The meekness and lowliness of Christ are only learned by wearing Christ's yoke. That yoke means entire submission. The heavenly universe looks upon an absence of meekness and lowliness of heart. The self-exaltation, the feeling of swelling importance makes the human agent so large in his own estimation that he feels he has no need of a Savior, no need to wear Christ's yoke. But the invitation to each soul is, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11:29. The power of God awaits our demand upon it. Pure spiritual power is fresh every morning and new every evening. It lifts men above worldly ambition and expels all selfishness from the soul. Selfishness and covetousness have spoiled many lives. Those who behold Jesus lose sight of self. By the eye of faith, they behold him who is invisible. They see the King in his beauty and the land that is very far off. They practice economy and reveal justice and righteousness, mortifying self in the place of exalting self. The submission which Christ demands, the self-surrender of the will, which admits truth in its sanctifying power, which trembles at the word of the Lord, are brought about by the work of the Holy Spirit. There must be a transformation of the entire being, heart, soul, and character. Only at the altar of sacrifice and from the hand of God can the selfish, grasping man receive the celestial torch which reveals his own incompetence and leads him to submit to Christ's yoke, to learn his meekness and lowliness. As learners, we need to meet with God at the appointed place. Then Christ puts us under the guidance of the Spirit, who leads us into all truth, placing our self-importance in submission to Christ. He takes the things of Christ as they fall from his lips and conveys them with living power to the obedient soul. Thus we may take a perfect impress of the author of truth.